Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We start in Gaza, where about 100,000 residents are being told by Israeli military to move from the city of Rafah to another zone for their own safety, leading many to assume that braced for ground invasion is coming. NPR producer Anas Baba says it's a frightening exit.
Cars everywhere, shouting everywhere. People are trying to collect whatever they can. But we can see that the most important thing that they collect at the moment is food, canned food, mattresses, and blankets.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is here from Tel Aviv. Michelle, Rafah is where many Gazans went to escape other Israeli attacks. So what else do we know about this move today?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's just a lot of chaos and fear in Rafah, as you hear from Anas. And you see an Israeli military that seems determined to fight the Hamas battalions that remain there in Rafah. The Israelis today dropped leaflets in part of the city, telling people to move farther up the coast to an area that the Israelis say has tents and a field hospital. But, you know, aid workers say there's just not enough room, that there's really no safe place for people to go. And as you mentioned, Robin, there are 1.4 million Palestinians in Rafah, and many of them have already been forced to move several times from other parts of Gaza because their homes have been destroyed because of the fighting that's gone on for now almost 7 months. So the situation is just really dire.
Yeah, and you spoke to Scott Anderson, who's the director of the UN's UNRWA Affairs, the aid agency in Gaza. Here's what he told you about these evacuation orders.
People are frightened. I do think if there is not an opportunity for innocent civilians to leave before conflict starts, the results would be catastrophic.
So, Michelle Kellerman, we have, you know, people being told to leave, but it's just 100,000 or so. As you said, that's a small amount. Even if they're being told to leave for their own safety, that leaves others. And we wonder why this is happening. Michelle Kellerman, NPR's Asma Khalid, also heard from a U.S. official today that Israel's evacuation order in Rafah is a response to some rocket attacks, not an indication of this major ground operation. So what do we know?
Well, there was a barrage of rocket fire near the Kerem Shalom crossing. Four Israelis were killed in that attack. And the crossing is currently closed, as is the Rafah crossing, by the way. When I talked to Anderson, he's really worried that UNRWA is going to run out of fuel if these crossings don't reopen. He says UNRWA has only about 1 day's reserves. And Israel hasn't given any indication of when they're going to reopen, though we're told now that President Biden pressed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on this and that he is promising to reopen that Kerem Shalom crossing. The aid, the pier that the U.S. is building is not quite ready to be operational. The aid routes in the north, which do seem to remain open, won't help in getting aid to central and southern Gaza. So there's a lot of pressure to reopen these crossings, to get more aid in, and really to head off a major ground operation in Rafah, which is going to put, you know, many people at risk.
Yeah. Well, today's order comes after ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, which were brokered by Egypt and Qatar, fell apart over the weekend. What more do we know about that?
Well, the U.S. is not giving up hope on these talks. CIA Director William Burns remains in the area, and there's some indications, at least from the U.S., that some of this the leaflets, the pressure on Rafah could be posturing by the Israelis to get Hamas to agree to a ceasefire deal and a hostage exchange. From the U.S. perspective, from the Israeli perspective, they've put a good deal on the table, but Hamas hasn't agreed to it. Hamas wants a permanent ceasefire and an end to the war. Israel has said that with or without a hostage deal, it's not going to agree to anything that would allow Hamas to regroup and be in a position to repeat what it did on October 7th. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. hasn't given up on these hostage talks, but it's just looking like they're really at an impasse at the moment.
Well, Michelle, we want to make sure we get this in. We've been hearing for, it seems like, weeks now, the phrase imminent famine, but now the head of the World Food Program says it's full-blown in the north. What more do we know about that and food aid getting in?
Well, they have been getting some aid into the north through the Erez crossing. But again, it's just been very uneven and things, you know, happen. There'll be more violence. They'll shut down. So there's just a lot of unease right now in throughout Gaza, particularly around Rafah, but also in the north where they're just, you know, slowly getting those trucks in, but there just aren't enough.
Yeah. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman from Tel Aviv, as people in Rafah, at least 110,000, have been told to move for their own safety. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.